Well, we'll come back to the subject of money and people claiming to be something different from what they really are in just a moment. But first, here's something very real. America's breadwinners. The Pew Research Center has just published a new report, and that report says that of all households with kids under 18, 40% of them include mothers who provide the sole or primary source of income for the family. Now, that is a new record, especially when you remember that in 1960, the figure was not 40%, it was 11%. Well, joining us to go over the findings and their significance, Bryce Covert, economic policy editor at Think Progress, a liberal group. Hi, Bryce.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. It strikes me at first glance that this is an effect of the recession, primarily men in the construction business, other businesses that tanked in 2009 went out of work, and that meant that their wives or other people in the household picked up the slack. Is that getting close to the target?
There's a couple of different things going on here. One of them is an ongoing trend since the 1960s and 70s of women entering the labor force in huge numbers. Women's participation is now about half. So about half of workers are now women, which is a big difference. They're also getting a lot more education, which helps increase your earnings. So all of that is helping them to earn more than they have been ever before. The other half of this trend, however, is due to a rise in single motherhood. The majority of these women who whose families are relying on their income are actually single mothers. And that is not necessarily a story of women's economic victory, because they actually make a lot less than other households that have two earners.
So women overall are working more. Women overall are earning more. That's good. There are a lot more single mothers than there used to be, and there's been an economic collapse. Obviously, both of those not so good on the other side. It's a mixed picture. And it seems like the public's attitude, the public's comfort with the data that you're describing is mixed as well.
It is mixed. It's definitely changing. Two-thirds of Americans disagree with the idea that it's better for a husband to earn more than his wife, while about 40% agreed with that statement just 15 years ago. That's a huge change. But a lot of people feel that women's entrance into the labor force has made it harder for parents to raise children. They say it's made marriages more difficult to succeed. So I think there's a lot of ambivalence going on. The respondents to this survey are not interested in seeing women go back to the 1960s picture of leave it to beaver mothers waiting at home. But I also think they are concerned about what this means for raising children and what this means for two married people who have to go to the workforce every day.
And at the same time, Bryce Covert, we're in a situation, of course, a much longer trend where wages, real wages are depressed. Wages are low in relation to the buying power of American workers. And this seems to fit right into that larger trend, single mothers not being able to demand as much income in the workplace, and they're trying to get by.
Absolutely. And when it comes to single mothers, there's a lot of economic hardship that tends to fall on them. A lot of them are employed in low-wage jobs in the retail sector or the service sector that also come with very few benefits. The U.S. also just doesn't have a very good support system for single parents. It's been rated the worst country for single parents among many developed countries. We lack guaranteed paid time off when you have a new child or if your child gets sick. We have the least generous income support system. American single parents have the highest rate of lacking health insurance. So single parents really face a lot of obstacles, and I think it's not necessarily an exciting trend to see them more families relying on their income just because they're not necessarily bringing in enough, not because single motherhood has to be difficult, but because we don't make it very easy to get by.
Right. New data from Pew showing that 40% of all American households have women as the primary breadwinners. It's a brand new trend in the American economy. Bryce Covert, economic policy editor at Think Progress. Thank you.
Thank you.
Still to come.
It's definitely like Penn State. It's definitely like the military. I have spoken to numerous parents, and the parents come to me when all the doors have been shut and they're trying to get justice for their child.
That might sound familiar, and the question is, what happens when one organization is tasked to investigate itself over serious allegations of sexual abuse? Catherine Starr is an Olympic swimmer and the founder and president of Safe for Athletes. She joins us on The Takeaway. It's coming up later in the show.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.